Hopefully this is recording. Yes, it is recording. I see it recording. Okay, listen. Last episode. We need to start the episode. Let's start. Sorry.
Hello. My name is Mrs. Melanin.
And I'm Belief Mel.
And we are here with How Married Are You?
All right. My name Belief is Aziva, and we've been married 12 years. Live in California. Got four
kids.
Relationships are scary, and it's very necessary that we share our love, our struggles, and we ask
how married are you?
Every Tuesday and Thursday, shawty. If you're listening, you're in a wedding party. It's okay if you want to put your hands up. We got the question. Dang it, I always do that. Chocolate baby story time. You hear that?
Chocolate baby story time.
Okay, one, two, three, and...
All right.
You go first.
So, I have been experiencing extreme, unparalleled baby fever.
Yeah.
I don't know what's going on. Glenn has diagnosed me with avoidance issues. Mm-hmm. You want to explain why you think that that is? You want to elaborate on what I mean when I say that?
Yeah, I think that you have been wanting a baby because a baby will give you all the love and cuddles and all the things you want in that area. But it also gives you every excuse to get out of anything you want to get out of. Right. So if you say, you know what, I want to eat something that I shouldn't eat, like a cake or sushi or something crazy, like a
sushi, you shouldn't mean
California burrito. You hear me?
Yeah.
That baby is an excuse for that because you need nutrition because you're nutrition. Growing a baby inside of you.
Because that's nutritious.
I've heard everything that you would say when you had a baby four times.
Oh, my.
Four times. Go ahead. Sorry.
Yeah. So I don't know if he's right, but it's a good, you know.
Theory.
It's a good theory. But I think it's also, too, just watching Uzi getting older. He is becoming a little boy. You know, like, you know how they come from like baby to like boy or baby to kid? That's what's happening with Uzi. And I don't know if I have to grieve that and the fact that I will never be pregnant. It also probably doesn't help that our nanny is currently pregnant. So every time I see her little belly, I'm like, oh, it's so sweet. Mm-hmm. You know, like,
yeah,
I enjoyed my pregnancies. Anywho. The other day, Glenn made it very clear that he was not going to reverse his vasectomy and that the only way
the audacity of that, first of all, shout out to me, for, you know,
protecting your peace.
Protecting me. Yeah.
Anywho, he left and it was just me and Uzi in bed. And so I made Uzi look at old pictures of him as a baby. And it was the sweetest thing. And I was like, Uzi, do you want to be a big brother? And he goes, I want to be a big brother like Theo. And it was the sweetest thing. But we had a really good time looking at those old pictures and videos of him learning how to walk, y'all.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
I love him.
He's a very cute baby.
He was a...
He's like super adorable.
Why do you say that like he's no longer cute?
No, he's cute kid now. Yeah. But like as a baby, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
The two but chins, the three necks.
But the thing is, we make cute babies.
Okay. Yeah.
There was one that was a little rough looking.
Rough.
But
rough.
We, yeah. For the most part, we make cute babies. Three out of four ain't bad.
Yeah, man.
And then when they grow up, they become more.
Yeah, they all look good looking now. Yeah.
So why wouldn't we grace the world with another chocolate baby?
Yeah. And I'm really on some, like, excuse my language, but it's like, you know what I'm saying? Like, no.
Yeah. And the truth of the matter is I do not have the capacity for another child. Not in this season of life. I just want one. Hey, and they're not something to collect, you know? They're not, Lord Jesus, they're not nothing to collect. Mm-hmm. So I'm just trying to get that out of my system. I don't know how I'm doing it, but I'm just looking at old pictures and things like that and just reminiscing about the good old days.
And there's somebody in the comment section with a mustache that's saying that I need to reverse my vasectomy. And I don't know if you should even think that for a moment.
Before you type that.
Don't do it.
Don't do it.
Because I know that I don't want another child. And yeah. Some people are going to be like, give her another baby, a wife, but another baby. That's not fair. Uh-uh. I ain't trying to hear that.
Yeah.
I ain't trying to hear that. All right. So look, one more other thing I was going to say. Because can I do my
yeah, go ahead. Child story time? Did I take up too much time?
You did. Look, song and a half. So the kids have been lying. Mm-hmm. Anaya has started lying to me. I went downstairs, Lily's crate. Well, Yvette sent me a picture of the broken door.
Yeah,
sent me a picture of Lily's crate broken. The dog's crate was broken, and it was somebody leaned on it and broke the door. And so I was like so frustrated because it's just kind of like, you know how you just think how your night's going to go? And it's just kind of like, oh, now I have to be freaking MacGyver or something like that.
I was going
to
say MacGyver too.
Yeah. But like, I didn't fix it that night. So the dog had to sleep in our room.
Oh my goodness.
On the bed. And she was so
annoying. She was not sleeping on our bed. She was sleeping on her bed.
Yeah, sleeping on the bed. Yeah, her bed.
Yeah.
Yeah. And she licked Yvette in the face.
Oh my gosh. Imagine being asleep and then a freaking dog just licks your face. It was so bad.
Yeah,
I was like, oh, this girl has got to go.
Yeah, she was so
irritated.
And
then that same night, Uzi was in our bed.
Yeah.
It was just all bad all around.
Yeah. Yeah. Sorry. Yeah. So anyway, it broke and it just broke. And we were like, who did it? No one knew. So I walked up to the kids and I was like, Uzi, did you break this? Because he had pulled a bunch of leaves off the plants. And he was like, yes. And I was like, now come over here. Did you break this? And he was like, no. And I was like, well, who did it? And then Ryan goes, Uzi, you know who did it. Anaya did it. And I asked Anaya if she did it, and she told me no.
And when I went down there and I was like, who did this? She said no.
Yeah. And then like I'm like, Naya. And she looks at me like with this like hate in her heart, you know, basically in tears.
Like, how dare you?
How dare you not believe me lying to you, father? And I was just like, why did you lie?
I don't know.
And I'm just like, man, this girl. So I told her to apologize and all that stuff. And basically, I had to go get some wooden dowels and some wood glue and a whole bunch of stuff. I fixed it.
He fixed it.
I fixed it, but it will never open again.
And then he screwed it shut.
Yeah, exactly. So yeah, that's Chocolate Baby story time today.
Yes. Okay.
Very interesting perspective and topic today.
Yeah.
Yeah, we were working out.
So typically on Mondays we work out together. We're supposed to work out on Mondays and Tuesdays, but my husband ditched me for this other guy. Anywho, we were working out and what? We were working out together. Sorry, I'm tired.
Hold on. You can't just say my husband ditched me for this other guy.
Oh.
Okay. First of all.
Pineapple. Wait a minute. Let's save somebody's marriage real quick. Because, y'all, TikTok be educating me. I swear it be educating me. But do y'all know what it means when somebody like offers you a pineapple or like they have that thing going on?
Everybody knows, babe.
Do they really, babe? I don't think so. Okay. I don't think everybody knows. So if you don't know, if you're naive like me and you could have got caught up, because I like pineapples. But no, I'm not. Anyways.
Yeah, put your foot
this
in your
mouth. This is bad. Man. Pineapples, if you get encountered with somebody who's being weird and they talking about pineapples, they are swingers. They are swingers. So be careful out there in them streets, because I could see myself giving someone the wrong message by receiving the pineapple.
Yeah,
because
you're very gullible.
I'm very much so.
Yeah, yeah.
So anywho, he didn't leave me for another guy. He. What did you do then?
Babe, you go to the gym in the middle of the day, and it's not a convenient time for me to leave work and go. So I don't like to go in the middle of the day. I like to go right after my run in the morning and go. That's all. And he wasn't even there this morning. Okay? Okay. So, anyway, what else I gonna say?
You don't make sense.
The pineapple thing.
Oh.
Okay? We not discriminating against people who swing. Y'all be out there swinging. Swing your life away. Just keep listening to the podcast. Rate us 5 stars. Okay, so we were at the gym. Okay, back to the point. Right, am I going to have to keep you focused? Because
I am feeling a little weird today. Okay. I don't know what's going on.
So we go to the gym, and we went to the gym on this particular day.
How many times are you going to say went to the gym?
Yeah. Don't be the class clown. I need you to focus so I can get through this.
All right, I'm going to take a sip of water. I'm going to be better.
Okay, goodness gracious. So we go to the gym for the 5th, 6th time, and a couple of our guys were there filming. It was actually pretty cool. And so we did this workout where basically our trainer likes to put us as kind of like a team. So First it was like you got a bench press, lightweight, like bench press, 10 reps? Yeah, 10 reps.
It was 10 bench presses, and then it was 10 kettlebell swings overhead. And it was just those. Oh, no. And then we had to do a jump.
It was a burpee jump.
Burpee something crapola.
Burpee jump flying knee.
Flying knee.
Yeah.
That's
so
what
it was. It was a, you go down for a burpee. You don't have to do a push up. You come back up and you got to jump in. Hi-ya!
And knee. He wants both your feet off the ground while one knee goes further up to hit the pad.
Yeah. We was looking bad.
That was embarrassing.
It was rough.
And that was really ridiculous. I don't understand the exercise at all. Yeah.
So we did that. And then we did a couple other circuit training exercises. But we were getting to the end of our first set, and
I saw, you know, we're both doing kettlebell swings, and you know, when he pulled them out, there was a pink one, and then what color was yours?
Yellow.
And you know, I like yellow, but he pulled out the pink one for me, and I kind of felt like, you know, this is a little discriminatory against females, whatever. And so anywho, I go with what the trainer is giving me because I trust him for the most part.
Yeah, for the most part.
And so anyways, we got through like probably 3 sets of this exercise, and I just got curious. I was like, how heavy is Glenn's kettlebell?
Because my form was good.
Because he looked great. He was just swinging it up like it was easy, like he just swinging it up. And I was like, maybe I can like handle this weight, you know? So I went over after he finished it. I think he was moving on to...
Yeah, we were done.
Oh, we were done with it. So then I went over and I was just like, let me just try. And you know, I was like, oh, this heavy. Like, I don't even think I was able to make like a 30-degree angle with my arm, like when I tried to swing it.
Yeah. So we're going to have the video on the YouTube channel. So you probably have seen it in this shot or you're about to see it. But basically, Yvette tried to swing it and then she just did like this. She did a little like what is it called? I guess it's a clean. Yeah, she did like a little clean up to her neck and put it down.
That was all I had too. I was not about to do it multiple times either.
And so
it was heavy.
We got to this point where we were talking last night. Mm-hmm. And we were like talking just about like, why did you have to make sure that my weight was sufficient?
Well, I was sharing with Glenn, I was like, you know, I tried to lift up your weight because I wanted to just see if I could carry it. And after I did that, like I literally did that and then went back and sat down on the bench, and I had this revelation in my spirit that was like, the weight that he's carrying is not meant for me.
That's so good.
And then I started to think about like, excuse me. I started to think about how, for me, and I'm just being completely transparent here, I often am like, ugh, it's so hard. Like, this is all just so hard. It's so much. Life is hard. And then I look at him and I'm like, he's living a good life. I be looking at him like, I kind of want to trade space, like spots. Like, yeah. I kind of want to be in his shoes and he be in my shoes and, you know, let's just whatever. And when I tried to lift up that weight, I was like, I don't even know what he's carrying. Mm. I was like, I can like try to imagine, I can try to anticipate what it is, but I just really don't have a full understanding because I'm not the one that has to carry the load. And I was sharing that with him last night because I was like, yeah, man. It was kind of an apology. I don't think I said I'm sorry, but
definitely didn't.
I'm sorry.
Thank you.
I I am genuinely sorry. And I was just thinking about it too, because it's like, even the weight that I'm carrying, it's still heavy. Mm-hmm. It's still a challenge for me. Mm-hmm. The weight that he has doesn't discredit the weight that I have. Right. And just because I have the capacity to carry my weight doesn't mean that he should be carrying my weight, even if his weight is heavier. But the thing is, we shouldn't even be comparing the weights.
Right. So you were saying that, and I was like, the truth is, you're not even supposed to know how much, like, what I'm carrying. Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, like, you could know, like, I could tell you, but mm-hmm. you're not supposed to ever feel that weight.
Yeah.
Because it's my weight. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And so I trust that you're pulling your weight, mm-hmm. and you got to trust I'm pulling my weight. You know what I'm saying? And mm-hmm. I think that's where the aha moment was, like, okay, cool. Because I shouldn't have to carry your weight as well as my weight.
Yeah.
Right? And we shouldn't be swapped.
Yeah.
Because if I'm only carrying your weight, right, then I'm not going to grow.
Yeah.
I'm not going to get stronger. Yeah. I'm not going to build the endurance or whatever it is that God is trying to prepare me for. Mm-hmm. And if you pull my weight, you're going to burn out.
I'm going to hurt myself.
You're going to hurt yourself.
I'm going to strain muscles that I don't have and right. hurt myself.
But we've been in those swap positions mm-hmm. before, and it was very hard.
Say more on that.
Well, when you were teaching full time, and mm-hmm. I was stay-at-home dad full time, mm-hmm. there was a significant weight differentiation or
disparity, whatever. Y'all know the word.
Insert that vocabulary word.
Discrepancy.
Is it SAT? Come on. You know what I'm saying? They ain't not even using SAT no more to get in schools. You know that?
Really?
Yeah, they said they not worried about standardized testing anymore because it doesn't fit. And we had to go through that. You know, I got a 950 on my SAT. I look stupid for nothing. I hate y'all. All right. So
what?
And don't be talking about my SAT scores. We already know that I'm dyslexic. Okay. So anyway.
Okay.
Us Tired is Best podcast. Leave it in the comment section. So, yeah, you're not supposed to know how much weight, what my weight is. Mm-hmm. But we both trust that we are pulling each other's own. You're like, you're pulling your weight and I'm pulling mine. Mm-hmm. In the time that we had a weight, what was the word?
Discrepancy.
Mm-hmm. There was a communication issue. Where there's oftentimes when you even looked at me when I was at home, like, man, I could do this. Mm-hmm. What are you doing? You know what I'm saying? Like, I got to go to, like, and you were killing it at work. Mm-hmm. But it was killing you. Mm-hmm. Your job was killing you. Mm. You don't think so?
Yeah. It was a thing. I don't know. I loved my job, but there were things about it that were less than favorable.
Yeah. And, you know, you worked really hard for that position. You worked as a math teacher, Yvette. I don't know if you guys know, if you guys are new. Yvette was a math teacher for 7 years.
ASB director, BSU advisor.
Yeah. She was doing all of that.
It was fun.
It was fun for her. And there was times when I was trying to communicate, like, hey, this is hard for me. You know what I mean? And you know, like, it just was hard to communicate, you know. And so that whole, like, analogy that we had at the gym really kind of showed just how curiosity, you know what I'm saying, could be a burden toward you, right? Mm. Because you're not trusting your spouse is doing their part. And sometimes when we don't communicate it, so particularly men may not communicate their feelings or like what they're experiencing well. Like, I think even in this position, I've been trying to explain for the better, like, for all of it mainly, mm-hmm. but mainly in the beginning, I'm like, you don't understand. This is like, I'm having a hard time. Like, I don't mm-hmm. know what to do. I don't know how to think. I don't know what to do. I don't know what, you know, as a CEO, I don't know what this means. I don't know how to treat people. Customers, clients, employees, like,
yeah.
I don't know, mm-hmm. right? And so that weight is really, really heavy. And so I never want you to experience that. Like, even if you do this CEO thing, and I would at least want you to know, like, hey, don't do this, do this.
Mm-hmm.
Because that way, it's, at least you can manage the weight better. You mm-hmm. know what I'm saying? But you won't have to feel
the full weight,
and not understand the form, mm-hmm. right? Or the technique to keep the weight up.
Preach.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So it was very interesting. Such a cool conversation. But you had a conversation with...
Yeah, I was talking to our trainer today, and I was like, I want you to weigh in on this conversation. And so he gave us a little bit more insight about, like, about weight training difference between a man and a woman.
Yeah.
And he said, with weight training, men are typically designed with white muscle fibers that are stronger, quick, more explosive fibers to lift heavier weight for lower repetitions, where women tend to endure more with what are called endurance fibers, red fibers, so they can take a medium to lightweight and give more repetitions and less, more endurance. What?
And less, and more endurance.
And more endurance. Which I think is interesting because, like, when you think about the analogy of life, like, men are built for stronger, quick, more explosive things, which I can kind of see because... Sorry, why are you looking at me like that? I'm scared to talk.
No, don't be scared to talk. Why are you scared to talk?
I feel like I was about to say something that was going to get me in trouble and I didn't want to have to talk to her.
Well, what does in trouble mean? What does that look like? Because people are sitting here like, well, why would you be scared to talk that?
Meaning we're going to have to talk about it more in depth later.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. I mean, I want you to hear what you're going to say.
No, so it just kind of made sense to me because I do feel like when you go, it's like... And sometimes I'm like, dude, just slow down, pace yourself. Like whenever you are home on a Saturday and you've got it in your head, hey, I'm going to do this, that, and the other. You start doing laundry, you start mowing the lawn, you start fixing things, you start hanging things, you start painting things. It's just like, dude, what the heck? It's overwhelming. It's not, I mean, it's nice to finally get things on the honey-do list, like, done.
Yeah.
But it's also like, whoa, chill. Hold on a second.
And I've never heard you say that. This is the first time.
And I'm afraid to say it now because I don't want you to not do that. It's just kind of like, this is how it feels on the other side. Like, as we are watching you storm through the house and getting all your tasks done or whatever. Whereas I'm kind of one of those people that is like, I'm built for endurance. I like to start in one room and then go to the next room and it all flows and makes sense.
Does it?
Okay, right now I'm going through something,
yeah,
okay?
Yeah.
So leave me alone.
Yeah. All right.
Glenn is alluding to the fact that I have multiple projects happening at one time in our home.
Yeah.
And it's because I let him paint. No, I'm just kidding.
No, yeah. It has nothing to do with me. She's got a situation going on in the Nye's room. She got a situation going on in the boys' room. And the classroom and the front room.
It's something about the start of the school year that just makes you want to nest, I think. It's kind of like, you know, when you're pregnant, you're getting to the end of your pregnancy and you're just like, all of a sudden, oh, I have to do everything in the nursery. When school starts up, it's like everything's got to be organized and clean.
Especially when you're a homeschool teacher.
But I was talking to Jessica yesterday, whatever day that was, and she was like, oh, we did that back in June. So I think I got to start it in June.
Well, also, like, you're also a teacher. So, like,
this
is the time you'd be going in your classroom, setting up your class, buying your table, getting all the things going on.
And TikTok must know it because they are showing me all the teacher content.
Yeah.
Classroom setups and everything. I'm like,
yeah.
Anywho, and so I just felt like that made a lot of sense, too. Like, you can take a really heavy dumb or kettlebell and do, you know, whatever with it.
But did you see me laying on the floor afterwards? I was broken into pieces.
Yeah.
I was laying on the floor, rolling around, telling you, please get me a towel. Yeah. Get me water. You grab my water bottle. I'm like, it's empty. Go get water in the water bottle.
I was like, you told me to get water.
I'll get water. You gave me the water bottle. No, it's empty. I need you to go get water. She came back, poured it on my head, just sipped a little bit.
Oh, my God.
It was so hard. I was out. Like, if you look at this footage, I am on the ground so many different times. It was so hard for me. One, I'm out of shape. You know what I'm saying? I'm just going to call it like it is. The boy's been out here. I don't know if I've been eating, eating. I haven't been tripping.
Unless you're doing it when I'm not around.
Sometimes. It's been happening. But it's not as bad as like it was in the past. Yeah. But like metabolism slowing down,
yeah,
whatever.
Yeah, you're getting old.
I got a gray hair. It's crazy. So I have one lone gray hair that I can see. Because it probably is a bunch of gray up here.
You think so?
Maybe.
You should grow it out.
But anyway, yeah, like I'm looking so bad in this footage. But I'm trying to get this weight up. I'm trying to do my part. And so.
And it even like there was. And then so that was like the first rotation or round of exercises. And then the next group of exercises. So we had to do, what are those things?
Clean and jerks.
We had to do 10 total clean jerks. So Glenn did 5. I did 5. That's what Rich means when he says teamwork.
Yeah.
And then we had to run different weights. Again, different weights. I didn't even try to lift them.
You learned your lesson.
I looked at it and I was like, that looked heavy. And then we had to like do running back and forth 10 times. Like up and then down was one.
And we had to take turns.
We had to take turns to do it. And at first we were doing, okay, you do one, I do one, you do one, I do one. But at some point in the exercise, Glenn may have needed me to do more than one so he could catch his breath, or I may have needed Glenn to do more than one. And I was just realizing, even in that, is that sometimes, even though something is intended for us, somebody's got to pick up the slack. Like, it's okay for that to be the case because it's a team effort. Like, yeah, we are on mission for the same thing.
Right.
And so if I have to step up during some points of whatever it is, then I have to step up. And if you have to step up, that's fine. And then sometimes we'll just be really much so aligned.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that that's okay. Do you have anything to say before I move on to the next point?
Yeah, because I feel like the interesting thing is that it's not that, right? Like, we both have different weights at some point. That's what I love about Rich, is that he's strategically preaching. Mm-hmm.
Yes, he is.
He's like preaching during the workout without saying anything.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because he's kind of like, look, the goal is this. I don't care how you get it, but you guys got to get it together.
Yeah.
So if we got to lift, really, I don't know. I think your kettlebell is like 15 pounds, you think?
I have no clue.
15.
I have no gauge of these.
I don't know. I think mine was like 35. So like if the total is 50 pounds, it doesn't matter. It's 50 pounds, right? Go get the 50, right? And if that means I'm pulling 35 and you're pulling 15 or whatever the situation is, it is what it is, but we're both going to get the 50. We're going to get the weight. So it's kind of like the goal is the task, the mission, right? Not necessarily who does what.
Yeah.
Because we could be sitting there kind of like, well, I did 3 of those. You did 2. And I did a little faster, so I burned more calories and do this type of stuff. I feel like you would say, you'd be honest, like, I actually did more work. You know what I'm saying? But like.
Yeah, because even when it came to like our body percent fat or
body fat percentage.
Body
BMI, body
mass index.
Yeah, mass index. Say
BMI.
That.
BMI. Okay, I'll say BMI.
Yeah, because body percent fat don't sound right.
Body fat percent? Is that how you say it?
Your body percent fat. That's what it sounds like. It sounds like an insult.
Anywho, when we were talking about that, Glenn's number was lower than mine. And I was, oh, heck no, because I've been like really working out here in these streets. Like, why is his lower than mine? Like, I should have, you know, the same, at the very least, give me the same.
And yeah, it was, because I look bad.
No, you don't look bad.
I look terrible.
It's just that, like, I know I've been working hard. And for you to be as low as you are and me to be as high as I am, I was so discouraged, y'all. I was so discouraged.
But it's something about you. You're competing with me, babe.
I'm not competing. I am comparing.
Yeah.
I think there's a difference between competing and comparing. I'm not competing. I am comparing. And I think that, again, is just the whole point of it all. Because even today when I went in, because we had only measured my percent body, my BMI.
Good Lord.
Lord Jesus. We had only measured my BMI yesterday. But back in December, we had done like my, you know, he had measured my neck, my arms, my thighs, my gut, all the things, right? And so today I went in there and I was like, I want a full picture of what is happening here. Because I definitely came down 4% in my BMI.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
Good job.
And so I was like, okay, 4% is nice, but in like 8 months, I feel like I should have come much further than that. And the truth of the matter is I wasn't as disciplined and intentional as I have been in the last few months. Mm-hmm. So obviously I'm seeing gains from my effort.
Yes.
Anywho, every category, my numbers went down. Even if it was like a half an inch, it went down. And I was very like, I was like, ah, like if we only have like a piece of the pie and we don't have a full picture of the whole pie, it can be discouraging. And but the point of what I was saying earlier is like me comparing my BMI to Glenn's BMI doesn't even make sense because men and women are built differently.
Yeah, we're not built for the same thing.
Yeah. And so even like for a man, like what was he saying? Like an athletic male.
Yeah, it's supposed to be
like
from
8%.
Well, I
or
mean,
10. 13,
13 to 8.
8 to 13?
Yeah, 8 to 13% is like,
like
lean.
Lean. And for a woman, it was like 14 to 17 or?
No, 14 to 21 or low, it was high teens.
Yeah. And so, and I was like, oh, so like my goals are different. Like my mark that I'm trying to hit. It's actually different.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, oh, what Glenn's percent is right now, BMI is right now, is what I should be aiming for. Right? Is that what I was trying to say?
I don't know, but I just feel like you be competing. Even if it's comparing, it still doesn't have to be done to me. Like, I don't, you know what I'm saying? Like, that is not the goal here. You know what I'm saying? Like, you, well, first of all, could we talk about your diet? We never really talked about that.
Okay.
So, like, you were on a mission.
I don't want to call it a diet. It was a nutrition program. Because a diet is, like, you know, a fat. Like, it's something that you do, whatever. And I really do feel like this is, like, a lifestyle change for me.
100%, yeah. It is. So, you did that. And then, and it was, like, that was what really like changed a lot of your, you were very disciplined on that. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Because so, I paid for that program.
And that was your own journey.
Yeah.
You know what
yes.
I mean? We pay for Rich too. You know what I'm saying?
And I show up at every appointment too.
Yeah.
When I can.
Right. And so like, I don't know. I think that has really just, I think that is like something that you need to pat yourself on the back for. Like you can't discredit yourself.
Yeah.
All that work you did because we're at different goals. You know what
I'm
saying?
And Rich has always said abs are made in the kitchen. You know what I mean? Like he's always been on me about what'd you eat? What you been eating?
Mm-hmm.
And so even that in and of itself is kind of like, if you're doing what you're supposed to do, then you
look great.
It'll benefit you or whatever.
Yeah. You look amazing.
Thank you, babe.
Naked, clothes on.
Okay.
So
anywho, I kind of wanted, did you have a thought?
No.
I wanted to bring up, because of that whole, like, how men are supposed to, you know, they do quicker, whatever he said. I wanted to bring up what the analogy he brought about the lion. He basically saying that men, the male lion will rest for a majority of the day. And the female lion is what goes out and gets all the food and takes care of the kids or whatever.
Hunt.
And they hunt. And then, but the male lion has to have that ability to explode when it's time to protect his family.
And he hunts too. But yeah.
And he hunts too. Yeah. Okay. Anywho, I don't know. I thought that was a neat analogy.
I think it's a cool analogy, but I don't be resting 90% of the time.
You definitely do not.
That's crazy.
That's for sure.
That is insane.
That is crazy.
But there...
I have nothing to say.
Okay. What were you going to say?
I was going to say something to other people, but I didn't want to.
No. Okay, but there is...
I love y'all.
That is definitely a... Sometimes Yvette will be like, what? Like, you don't really be doing, like, everything you think you be doing in here. And I got to remind you, like, yeah, I do stuff. Because I'm not doing the day-to-day, everyday stuff.
Yes.
But like when I'm here, I'm not chilling 90% of the time. Like I'm doing stuff. You know what I'm saying? So yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be like that sometimes though.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, I think, you know, I just love that season as a stay-at-home father with just the two boys, because I really got to see so much about like life and what it feels like to be productive at home. You mm-hmm. know what I mean? Like, I feel productive when I'm Nerf gun fighting with the kids mm-hmm. or when I'm play fighting, you know. I feel productive putting them to bed. I feel productive, you know. I don't feel like I'm absent or like not doing my job as a mm-hmm. dad ever, you know. So yeah, that was a really cool perspective to experience that. And I hope other people at least experience it for a season, because perspective is so important, you know. Go ahead.
And I think, and I'm sure I've said this before on the podcast, that like Glenn experiencing the stay-at-home parent life before I got to experience it was a blessing, in that when he comes home, he don't really be like, why the house look like this?
You know, you still be apologizing for
it. I still do apologize, and I still feel self-conscious about it, but it's not necessarily as a result of Glenn. Now, when Glenn starts to like pick stuff up and do stuff, it makes me feel some type of way. But it's like, wait, what? No. And he's just trying to be helpful. It's no judgment on me. It's just him trying to be helpful and do his part. I don't know. It just makes me feel some kind of a way, though.
Yeah. Any other things you want to talk about with this?
No, I think that's it. I do want to say, too, that like even if your weight is heavy, like even if your weight that is designated for you is heavy, you know, it's still okay to like start out with like 5 reps and then build endurance and then do 10 the next time and then do 15 the time after that, you know. Mm-hmm. Like I think that if we just keep exercising our muscles in order to handle the weight that we have, then that is the best thing that we could do for ourselves. I was recently listening to this podcast that was talking to progress over perfection, and it's nothing new that I've never heard before, but it was very like poignant for me in this season of life, because I feel like there are so many things like in our home, in order for us to start homeschool, like this room and that room and the other room has to be a certain way in order for us to have a successful year, but that's just not the truth. And even if I've started these different projects and they're not done, it's okay. I can just keep trying to get one thing done a day in order to move toward some sort of completion or stability for that space. But I just want to encourage y'all that whatever the weight is, don't be discouraged by it. I mean, well, I can't say don't be discouraged, because you are going to be discouraged and you got to feel your feelings.
Yeah.
But just know that you are building endurance.
Yeah. And I think that can apply to anything.
Yeah.
As far as, whenever you do something new, it's supposed to be hard. You haven't put that weight in there. You haven't put that time in the gym.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of people, like I had a friend who was like, yeah, that's easy for you to say. You have such and such subscribers. And I was just like, bro, like, I didn't start there. Like,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. Oh, man, like, you just make it look so easy. I just want to be like you. Like, you can't be like me. You got to mm-hmm. work. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got to put in the reps in order to get the fruit of that. You know what I mean? Which is, most of the time, just like consistency and like realizing that like you're never going to be perfect. So don't even think you're ever going to, and just keep going, moving forward. And big shout out to us, man. We just hit 1 million subscribers. I didn't even talk about that.
What? Haven't said that on the podcast? No,
Belief in Fatherhood hit 1 million subscribers.
1 million.
That is wild. Yes. So encouraging. I am extremely blessed. Thank you guys so much for your support, all of our subscribers. People really like that channel. They really like us on TikTok. You know, we have like 2.4 million followers on TikTok. That's really cool. It's important.
Mm-hmm.
For the culture that people value fatherhood stories and family and black love and all that mm-hmm. stuff. That's important. I feel like we should definitely big that up more.
Mm-hmm.
Anything you want to add?
Nah, babe. How married are you?
I'm so married that when you did your diet, it wasn't a diet, I'm sorry, it's a nutrition experience, life change cycle, whatever it's called. the nutrition.
I healed my gut.
You healed. You went through gut
and
healing.
And I learned a lot of things about the food that I was.
The first 4 days is chicken soup only. The first three
days.
It's
not even chicken soup. It's like bone broth.
It's bone broth. So you're eating, you're drinking the bone broth.
And with the chicken and vegetables.
With the chicken. The chicken is so dry. The vegetables are so mushy.
Because they have to be digested.
It's like you're eating. Like, it's like, okay, you wash dishes, the garbage disposal went, and then you just opened your mouth and you emptied it in your mouth. Like, that's what it feels like.
Huh? You're extra, but I understand.
Come on. I'm extra.
I mean, that was a little much. It didn't.
The bones is in there.
Yeah.
Yeah. So bones, carrots, it's all chopped up.
You try to get as much of the bones out as you can.
First 3 days. So my wife is like, I'm going to do this. We're going to do this. And I'm like, when did me become we? I become us. You know what I'm saying? And so she just was like, yeah, you're going to do it with me. Come on, babe. And I had no buy-in. There was no reason for me to participate. I could have been twice baked potatoes. I could have been wings.
I couldn't even have potatoes, y'all.
Lemon pepper. I could have been doing craziness, wilding out. But I chose to honor Yvette and at least start the program with
her.
Yes,
he did start it with me. Those first few days were rough, and if he didn't do those days with me, then I don't even know if I would have made
it. She would just be looking at, she'd just be like, babe, this is so stupid. Why are we doing this? Like, just very like.
And you want to know why he's that married? Because if it were him, if the tables were reversed, y'all, I cannot say that I would do that with
him. It's not even that you cannot say. You can definitely say that you would not.
I would like to think that there would be some sort of inclination or desire. You know what I would do? I would probably do it when he's around, but when he's gone, I'd be at like.
Yeah, but she wouldn't be hiding the evidence. It'd be like gummy red bears everywhere. No, babe, you wouldn't do it with me. You wouldn't even taste it.
I would taste it. Come on now. Give me that.
You would taste it, but it wouldn't be like a full meal. You wouldn't eat a full meal of that soup.
Yeah. But the crazy thing is now we drink the bone broth.
Yeah, we do.
It's good.
Yeah. We've screwed up our taste buds that much that we actually fiend for it. We screwed up.
It's better than coffee in the morning.
Yeah. Yeah. But babe, how married are you?
I'm still married, y'all. The other day, well, I think this was the start of Glenn not feeling well. It was actually the day we hit 1 million. Mm-hmm. Glenn was taking a nap, and I heard, I don't know which child it was, one of them. Oh, I think it was Uzi. At the bottom of the steps. There's a lizard in Dad's shoe. There's
what?
A lizard. And I was like, no. Not another lizard. And then Raya comes around the corner and verifies it. And I walk down. And at first, y'all, I'm not even going front. I thought it was like a small snake. It looked like it was just fresh out the womb or however lizards are born.
Eggs? Eggs?
I think it is eggs. Because it's a reptile. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Anywho, yeah. And so, you know, typically it's I hate to say this, but it's the man's job.
In our home,
Glenn is typically the lizard slayer. I think we even have footage of him being
multiple. If you've been watching Belief in Fatherhood for years, you've seen like 4 or 5 lizards, a dove. Like you've seen animals come out around.
Glenn is the guy, and so rather than waking my husband up from his nap, I handled it.
That's incredible.
It like a boss.
That right there. That is incredible. That's probably the best "How married are you?" you said
in the whole history.
Yeah,
of how
because like think about it, like that is something that you don't do.
I don't do that. I'm telling you guys that this lizard, it was small, but there was something really creepy about it, babe. And I didn't even have my phone. My phone was upstairs because I was gonna like try to whatever, but I didn't have it because it was like it looked like a snake. It looked like a. It was weird, but it had the little legs.
I was so sick, too.
You were not.
And I didn't know.
Your head was hurting.
Yeah, it was on our anniversary.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a good anniversary gift. Thank you, baby.
And that's just how married we are.